As of the inauguration, we can now say President Donald Trump. While he was campaigning for the Oval Office, Trump said he would overhaul environmental regulations. Here he is in March at a Republican primary debate.
Department of Environmental Protection. We are going to get rid of it in almost every form. We're going to have little tidbits left, but we're going to take a tremendous amount out.
Okay, that sounds like a big claim, but what can he do? What can Donald Trump do with America's environmental laws and rules? And what does a Trump presidency mean for the climate? These are questions we have at the Allegheny Front, and we thought you might too. So starting next week, we're going to try something new for us, a podcast. We're calling it Trump on Earth. It's about environmental policy in the Trump era. And the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has been working on the new podcast. He joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Reed.
Hi, Kara.
So talk a little bit about why we're doing a podcast specifically about this topic.
So we're anticipating a lot of changes to environmental policy in the next few years. We're at this kind of unique moment in American history where we have one party, the Republican Party, which controls the White House, both chambers of Congress, and pretty soon may have a majority on the Supreme Court. The leaders of the party have promised a lot of rollbacks of environmental regulations, and I think a lot of people just want to know what will happen next. What do the laws say Trump and congressional Republicans can do about these things? And we want to talk to people who know a lot about these issues and have longer conversations than we can usually have on a radio show.
So you and I, Reed, have hosted the first episode of the podcast, Trump on Earth. And we talked to Jody Freeman. She's the founding director of Harvard's Environmental Law Program. Why don't you introduce her?
Yeah, so Jody Freeman worked in the Obama administration and oversaw the crafting of new fuel efficiency standards for cars and trucks. We wanted to hear from an expert about this central question. What do the laws of the United States allow the president to do with respect to environmental regulations? Can he simply hit delete on environmental rules? And here's what she said about that.
So Trump has said many ambitious things, like he's going to dismantle the Environmental Protection Agency. That's something he can't do without the Congress. He said that he can cancel the International Agreement on Climate Change, which is known as the Paris Agreement. Turns out he doesn't have the power as president to cancel international agreements, but he can do smaller versions of those kinds of things.
So as an example, she said he can start to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, which commits the U.S. to a pretty big cut in its carbon emissions by the year 2025. But pulling out of the agreement is a four-year process, Freeman says, so it's not like things will change overnight.
Number one, he can't unilaterally do many of the things that he's suggesting. And number two, many of the changes would take some time. So I don't want to suggest he can't do anything new on the environment or unravel some of the existing protections. He can, but it's not quite as fast and it's not quite as broad as he's been implying with his rhetoric.
So he can't move that quickly on these issues, and he'll definitely need the help of Congress if he wants to do a lot of the things he says he wants to do.
And of course, the news here isn't just that Donald Trump is president, but we also have a Republican Congress. So that's another question. How does Congress play into what will happen with environmental regulations?
Yeah, and Professor Freeman gave us a really good, clear explanation of the role of Congress and the executive branch and how they both play into environmental regulations. Congress writes the laws. And the executive branch, through federal agencies, enact regulations that make those laws a reality. And Congress can, of course, pass new laws to change environmental regulations, but they don't always want to do that. And here's how Jody Freeman put it.
Instead of changing the law itself to say, hey, no more greenhouse gas regulation, that would be very hard for Congress to do. The public doesn't like it when Congress revisits these statutes. What Congress can do is it can say, we are going to fund your agency, but no funds can be used for the purpose of climate change. And so by stipulating that, Congress can limit a program. And basically, that's a way of kind of indirectly repealing a law.
So Congress has other tools in its toolbox, most notably through the budget process.
Freeman gave us a really good government 101 lesson. In the next few weeks, she said she'll be watching out for the use of something called the Congressional Review Act, which allows Congress to repeal any recently enacted regulations, basically anything put in place since June of last year. But she said there is a limit, And that's where it might get tricky.
The reality of it is Congress can only do one at a time under the Congressional Review Act, the special law I described. They can't bundle all the rules into a package and disapprove them. So as of now, they're going to have to pick and choose the most important ones and do a handful of them. But there is some possibility that Congress will actually pass a new law that allows them to bundle these disapprovals and do them as a group. There are various examples of this that have been introduced. There are many, many bills of this type that are being introduced. They're called regulatory reform bills. That nice label makes it sound like they're not really doing anything important. But if one of these were to pass and allowing them to bundle rules, they literally could disapprove hundreds of them.
So there are several versions of bills like these. One of them is called the Midnight Rules Relief Act. It likely wouldn't survive a filibuster.
That's where you need 60 Senate votes to end a debate and vote on a bill, right?
That's right. But if Senate Republicans decide to get rid of the filibuster, then all bets are really off. And as Professor Freeman pointed out, she's really out of the prediction-making business these days.
So the name of our podcast is Trump on Earth. It'll be on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the places you get your podcasts. We'll put the first link up at AlleghenyFront.org. That's our website. Thanks, Reed.
Thank you, Kara.
That was the Allegheny Front's energy reporter, Reed Frazier. I'm Kara Holsapple, and this is the Allegheny Front, the show.